Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalid. In our daf we will find the famous sugi of Bal Te'acher, which will begin in the end of Amud Aleph, and we will stay with the sugi for a few dapim until the end of Daf Vav. But before that, I would like to discuss a few he'oras b'derech agado, which we find in our daf in the beginning of the daf. The Gemara brings the famous braisa ha'omer sela zu l'tzdako b'shvil sheyichyu bonayu b'shvil she'ezga b'lechayu ha'olam haba harei ze tzadi gomor. Even if a person makes a condition in the tzedaka that he gives, and he says b'tnai sheyichyu bonayu she'ezga b'lechayu ha'olam haba, he's considered a tzadi gomor. Tosfos asks an obvious kasha. Tosfos says in the Mishnah in Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, it says, "Al tihiyu ka'avodim ha'meshamshim esarav al menas lekabel pras." The Mishnah says that a person should not be like a servant which is serving his master in order to get a pras, in order to get a benefit. So how could our Gemara teach us that a person who says selazu litzdoka b'shvil sheyichyu bonai is considered a tzaddik gomor? He's basically doing the mitzvah of tzedaka in order to get the benefit of his son living, and he himself wants to be zoyche lechayu ha'olam haba. Tosfos answers, "Haynu be'umois ha'olam shetoyhin al horishoynois." Tosfos says that mishnah over there that says that a person should not be oived al menas lekabel pras is be'umois ha'olam, and umois ha'olam are toyhin al horishoynois. Tosfos' theory is based on our Gemara. The Gemara says that this braisa that teaches us that a person could give tzedakah al menas sheyichyu bonai is only be Yisrael, but not be umos ha'olam. And Rashi explains that be umos ha'olam, they when they give the tzedakah al menas sheyichyu bonai, if their bakasha, their request, is not fulfilled, they have tainus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore when they do such a tzedakah, it's not considered a mitzvah gemura. So too says Tosfos that the Mishnah in Avos is referring to umos ha'olam. The Marsha says that we have to be goyrus in Tosfos. Hainu ke'ein umois ha'olam. He says it's not mistaber that the Mishnah in Avos is talking to umois ha'olam. The Mishnah is teaching umois ha'olam not to be oived al menas lekabel pras. V'pashtus it means ke'ein umois ha'olam. Any person who will be oived avoido al menas lekabel pras, similar to the way umois ha'olam are oived in their avoido, and he will be resentful whenever his request will not be fulfilled, such a person should not be oived shaloi al menas lekabel pras. He should always make sure to be oived shaloi al menas lekabel pras. We find a few other tirutzim on this kasha of Tosfos. What's the difference between the Mishnah and Avos that teaches us that one should not be oived al menas lekabel pras to our braisa that teaches us that a person could give tzedakah al menas sheyichye b'ni? The Pnei Yeshua says in the name of the Droshes Haran that he's medakdik the loshoin of our Gemara. The Gemara says that ha'omer selazu l'tzedaka b'shvil sheyichye b'ni, he's a tzaddik gomor, and says the Droshes Haran, it is true, he is a tzaddik, but he is not a chosid. There are two levels that a person could reach, and tzaddik is a lower level than a chosid, and he brings a raya from the Gemara, lekamon daf yizayin amud beis, that the Gemara brings a stira, that one place it says tzaddik Hashem bechol derochov, and it says also chosid bechol maasov. So we see that tzaddik and chosid are not the same darga. Therefore, says the Pnei Yeshua, our Gemara is discussing the madrega of a tzaddik. If a person says arezu tzelazel tzedok al menas sheyich ibni, he was able to reach the madrega of a tzaddik. The Mishnah and Avos teaches us the ways of reaching the madrega of chosid. As the Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says, "Man de boy lemeh v'chasido lekayim mili de avos." And therefore, in order to go to the madrega of a chosid, the person should be always oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheloi al menas lekabel pras. The Chidon Sefer Pesach Einayim brings in the name of Maharash Primoy another nice teretz, and he says, when a person is mekayim a mitzvah that is mechuyev to be mekayim that mitzvah, for example, netilas lulav or hanochas tefillin, and in that mitzvah he says, I'm doing the mitzvah al menas lekabel pras, in such a case, that is not the proper way to do the mitzvah, because you should be mekayim the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to be mekayim such a mitzvah. But in our case, our Gemara is discussing a person who already gave the tzedakah, which he is mechuyev to give. He gave all his maisris, and now he wants to add another added amount for tzedakah. In that case, he is allowed to give that extra amount of tzedakah by saying atnai al minas sheyichye bni al minas sheeska balechayo ha'olam haba, because this is not something which was mechayev. This is an added and extra thing. And when we're discussing an extra thing, he could make a tnai, and he could ask and demand a schar for the extra mitzvah that he is doing. There's one third way of answering Tosfos kasha. When Tosfos asked from the Mishnah in Avos that says Al tiyu kavodim amshamshim asarav al manas lekabel pras, and Tosfos said that this is a steer to our Gemara that says that a person could give tzedakah al manas sheyichyu bani, it's mashma from Tosfos that Tosfos understood that our Gemara that says that that this tzedakah is a proper tzedakah is not only referring to mitzvah tzedakah, it is referring to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Any mitzvah that a person is mekayim, a person could say, I mekayim this mitzvah al menas sheich yibni. And that is why Tosfos asked the stira to the Mishnah and Avos that over there it's mashma that all the mitzvahs shouldn't be mekuyam al menas lekabel pras, and Tosfos had to come to the teretz that Mishnah is referring to oivdei kichovim, or people who act like an oivet kichovim. Lemaise, many of the Archonim say that our Gemara that says ha'oimer selazul etzdoko b'shvil sheyichye bni is a tzadi gomor is only discussing the mitzvah of tzedoko and not all the other mitzvahs. And says the Chasam Sofer that the mitzvah of tzedoko is different than all the other mitzvahs, because in the mitzvah of tzedoko that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself teaches us that we could test him. The Pasuk in Malachi Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud says, uvchonunina bazois, we are allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu if he will give us extra bracha as a schar for our mitzvah tzedakah. Therefore, says the Chasam Sofer, the same way a person is allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu with mitzvah tzedakah, so too he could give the tzedakah bitnai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a schar, and that is why our Gemara is not a steer to the Mishnah in Avos. Our Gemara is only discussing mitzvah tzedakah. In mitzvah tzedakah, a person is allowed to make a tnai that he's giving the tzedakah in order to get the schar sheyich yibni she'ezke l'chayo elam haba. The Mishnah in Avos is discussing all the other mitzvahs, and over there, if a person is being mekayim al menas lekabel pras, it is not a proper way of being mekayim the mitzvah. The Chasam Sofer doesn't explain what is the real reason behind the difference between the mitzvah of tzedakah and all the other mitzvahs. Why in the mitzvah of tzedakah we are allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we are allowed to make the mitzvah bitnai that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us a schar? In the Tshuvas HaRidvaz Chelek Gimel Simin Tov Mem Aleph explains simply that the reason is because of Takonas Ha'anim. The Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wanted to make sure that people give tzedakos properly in order to make sure that the anim receive their tzedakos. And therefore the Torah taught us that we are allowed to test HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and our Gemara teaches us that we are allowed to even give the tzedakah al menas to get a schar, because in that way the Torah ensures that the anim will get their portion of tzedakah, and that is why in this specific mitzvah of tzedakah we are allowed to test and to ask for a schar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, one more he'ara. The Gemara says that if a person says selazul tzedakah al menas sheyich yibni is a tzaddik gomor. So even based on all the explanations that we mentioned, that we're talking about mitzvah tzedakah, and maybe he's not a chassid, but he's only a tzaddik, and we mentioned a few other things, the kasha is obvious. That person only gave a tzedakah. Why does he deserve this special title of being a tzaddik gomor? We might say that it was a nice thing that he did. He gave tzedakah. He did the mitzvah of tzedakah. But why does he deserve for one act, which wasn't even a full act with a full kavanah, he's already considered a tzadi gomor? So the Ma'aseh Rashi by us already is meramis to this kasha, and he says hareiz tzadi gomor im rogil bekach. Obviously, the Gemara does not mean that he's a tzadi gomor if he did it one time. If he does it many, many times, he's a tzadi gomor because he ends up giving a lot of money to tzedakah. Rashi in Psachim Daf Ches Amud Beis says a little bit differently, and he says hareiz tzadi gomor ledavar zebilvad. The Gemara does not mean that this title of the person is a tzaddik because he gave once tzedakah. The Gemara comes to teach us that regarding this maise tzedakah, he's a tzaddik gomor, and there's no chisar in the maise, even though he made a tnai al menas sheikh yibni. The maise we have a girsa in Rabbeinu Chananel, and they bring it in the name of the goyin that also had this girsa, that really the girsa should be not harezu tzaddik gomor, harezu tzedakah gmura. We are not giving a title describing the person, we are describing the act. The person who gives tzedakah, al menas sheikh yibni, harezu tzedakah gmura, but it doesn't mean that the person is a tzaddik gomor. In the end of the Amud, in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the sugya of Bal Te'acher begins. This is a long sugya which will stay with us until the end of Daf Vav. And this sugya has many, many parts and many, many fascinating sugyas related to it. The Braise begins and says, Tanu Rabbanon Chayve Hadomin V'Ha'arochin Ha'charomin V'Ha'akdeishois. The Braise gives a long list of things which a person is oiver be'bal te'acher. And the Braise brings also different opinions of the Tanoim. How long does a person have to delay these korbanos and other things in order to be oiver be'bal te'acher? And the Shita of Tanakame is Sholosh Regolim. And Rab Shimon says, Sholosh regalim kesidron v'chagam matzis tchila, which means only if three regalim passed with Pesach being the first regal, then a person is oivir bebal te'acher. Now, from all the various of things which are mentioned in the Braisa regarding bal te'acher, the only thing that has enough kemine lahalocha bazman hazeh is tzedakah. Most of the other things are only related to the times where the Beis Hamikdash was Kayam, the Korbonois, the Chatois, the Hashomois, and the Oilos Yushlomim. And Tzedakah and Matnis Anim are mainly the other things, the only things that have enough Kemine, Lahaloch, and Bezman Hazeh, Le'in, and Bal Te'acher. Therefore, I would like to discuss a few Nekudas regarding the Isser of Bal Te'acher by Tzedakah. So our Gemara mentions tzedakos as one of the things listed in the Braisa that a person is oivir b'bal te'acher, and as we said, according to Tanakam, it takes three regalim to be oivir b'bal te'acher, and according to Rab Shimon, it takes three regalim kesidron v'chagamatzis tchilo. Now all of the Rishonim ask a kasha, Tosfos by us also ask the same kasha, that our Gemara, our Braisa, seems to be soiser to a halacha that Rava mentions in Daf Vav Amud Aleph. In Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Rav says, Omar Rav utzdoko mechayev alo le'altor. A person who does not give a tzdoko is oiver right away, he's mechayev in bal te'acher. My time dehokai me'aniim, because he has aniim in front of him and he could pay them the tzdoko. Therefore, if he does not do so, he is oiver on bal te'acher. And that seems to be a steer to our Braisa. Our Braisa mentions tzdokois as one of the things that a person is oiver bal te'acher only after Shalosh Regalim, or according to Rab Shimon, Shalosh Regalim Kesidron. So why does Rava say that a person is oiver on bal te'acher by tzedakah right away? So we find three different opinions to answer this stira between the Braisa and the words of Rava, and there's an afkimin la'alacha in those opinions. Tosfos over here, Dibur Amatchil Tzedakah, says, V'hoda Omar Rava lekamon utzedakah mechayev alo le'altor hanei mile dekaimei aniim. Tosfos explains that Rava, when he said that a person is oivir b'bal te'acher right away, that is talking specifically in a case where he has anim in front of him. He has money that he vowed to tzedakah, and he already designated this money to tzedakah. In that case, since the anim are in front of him and he does not give them, he is oivir right away. Our Bryson Dafdalet that says that tzedakah is a person is oivir on tzedakah is only after Shalosh Regalim. This is talking about a case where the anim are not in front of him, and in order to give the money to the anim, he will have to search for them. In that case, he has a time period of three regalim in order to search for the anim, and if he didn't find any anim after Shlosh regalim, then he will be oiver on the Isra of Bal Te'acher. The Ritva also brings Tosfos, and the Ritva explains that it is almost impossible that after three regalim he won't find anim, since in all of those three regalim, the person came to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, he probably will find anim. Therefore, if he did not give the tzedakah to anim after Shlosh regalim, he is oiver bebal te'acher. And even if he doesn't find any oni, he could find a gizbor or gabay tzedakah and give him the money. According to this sheet of the Tosfos in the Ritva, If the anim are in front of a person, he's oiver right away. And if he does not have anim in front of him, he's oiver only after shloisha regoli. The Rashba brings the shita of Tosfos, and he says that according to Tosfos, it is mashma that the reason why a person is oiver on Balte Acher, on Tzedakah right away, is because he has the opportunity to give the money to anim because the anim are in front of him. Says the Rashba that based on that logic, according to Tosfos, if a person is already in Yerushalayim, and he is mafrish, he's noider on a korban, and he's mafrish the korban, he should be oiver right away because the Beis Hamikdash is in front of him, the Kohanim are ready to bring his korban, and the same way Tosfos holds that the reason why a person is oiver le'altar and the love of Balte Acher by Tzedakah is because kaime anim, so too kaime Kohanim. Says the Rashba, therefore, he disagrees with Tosfos, and he says, even by Tzedakah, we do not say that a person is oiver on the love of Balte Acher right away, even if anim are in front of him. This is a gzeiras hakosuv that a person is oiver about the acher only after shloisha regolim, even in the case of tzedakah. When Rava said over there that tzedakah mechayev alo le'altar, which means that a person is oiver right away, Rava is not referring to the lav of balte acher. Rava is talking about the mitzvah saseh. The pasuk says moitzos vasecho tishmer ve'osiso. And that is an added mitzvah saseh that a person has to keep his words. That mitzvah saseh, a person is oiver right away if he does not keep his words. He promised to give money to the anim, they're in front of him, and he does not give them. He is oiver on that mitzvah saseh. But regarding the lav of Balte Acher, says the Rashba, a person will never be oiver on the lav if the time that passed is less than shlosha regolim, even if he had anim in front of him. The last shita is the shita of the Ran. The Ran says that really, tzedakah has nothing to do with shloisha regolim. All the things which are listed in the Braisa, that the Braisa teaches us, that a person is oiver on Balte Acher, if shloisha regolim have passed, these things are things that are related to the Beis HaMikdash. Korbanos, when a person goes to the Beis HaMikdash, he has the opportunity to bring the korban to the Beis HaMikdash, therefore, after three times, he is oiver on Balte Acher. But in the case of tzedakah, what does tzedakah have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? There are poor people all over the world. Therefore, says the Ran, it is not mistaber that tzedakah has to do with regolim at all, and a person is oiver bebalte acher b'tzedakah if he has anim in front of him right away. And that is what Rava says over there, tzedakah mechayev alo le'altar. And if he does not have anim in front of him, so he won't be oiver at all. But there's no reason to connect the time period of shlosh regolim to tzedakah. And says the Ran, if that is so, how could our Bryce and Davdalid mention tzedakois as part of the list of the things, and the Braisa ends off by saying, Kevan she'ovru aleim shloisha regolim oiver bebalte acher, it is mashma that even by tzedakos we have this time period of shloisha regolim. Says the Ran, that's not the pshat of the Braisa. The Braisa generally just teaches us all the things that the love of balte acher is applicable to those things. And one of those things is maisrois. Then the Braisa ends off by saying, Kevan she'ovru halein shloisha regolim, all of those things, if three regolim have passed, the person will be oiver in balte acher, but some of those things, and tzedakos will be the example, even before shloisha regolim, he will already be oiver in balte acher in the case that anim are in front of him, because tzedakos have nothing to do really with shloisha regolim. It comes out that we have three shitos in the Rishonim regarding the lav of balte acher of on tzedakos. According to Tosfos, if anim are in front of him, he's oiver right away, and if anim are not in front of him, he will be oiver after shloisha regolim. According to the Rashba, he will always be oiver after shloisha regolim. He will never be oiver right away. And what Rav said that he's oiver right away is not on the lav, is on the mitzvahs asay of moitzos vasecha tishmoyer ve'osiso. And according to the Ran, Shloisha regolim is not related to the mitzvah of tzedakah. A person is oiver and balte acher right away if he delays the giving the money of tzedakah. And if there are no anim around, he will not be oiver at all, even after shloisha regolim, since the shloisha regolim were not mentioned regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, the isur of balte acher of tzedakah. The Ran says that it's mashma that the Rambam also holds like him. The Rambam says, Hatzdoko harei bichlal hanedorim, lefikach ho'imir harei olai sela litzdoko, oi harei sela zu tzdoko, chayov litlo la'ani miyad, v'im icher oivir bebalte acher. The Rama mentions that he's oivir miyad because he was me'acher, sh'are biyodo ilitein la'ani miyad ve'ani metzuim heim. If the anim are metzuim, he's oivir miyad. And says the Rambam, Ein shamanim, mafrish umaniach ad sheyim tzo anim. If there are no anim around, he won't be oiver on balte acher, but what he is supposed to do is to designate the money to anim, to set them aside, and to be ready and prepared to give them at the first opportunity whenever he sees anim. But the Rambam clearly does not mention that he will be oiver after Shalosh Regolim, and that is a riot that the Rambam holds like the Ran, that Shalosh Regolim is not mentioned regarding the love of balte acher of mitzvahs tzedakah. La halacha, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, which is also the Shita of the Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the exact words of the Rambam, that tzedakah is like a neder, and therefore a person that does not give the tzedakah to anim right away, if he has anim in front of him, he's oiver in balte acher, and if there are no anim in front of him, he has to set the money aside, and to make sure that it is ready for giving the money to anim. The Shach explains that when the Shulchan Aruch writes umeniach ad sheyim tzo anim, that means that he does not have to go ahead and look for anim. If the anim do not come to him, he does not have to look for the anim. And since he's not aware of any anim around him, he's not oiver even after Shloisha Regolim. And says the Shach, that is the Shita of the Ran. The Pnei Yeshua over here in our sugi in Daf Dalad Amud Aleph asks a kasha, and he says, he doesn't understand why wasn't the Shulchan Aruch choishish, or at least mentioning the Shita of Tosfos. Tosfos said that even when there are no anim around, when a person sees that Shalosh Regolim are about to pass, he has to go ahead and find anim. Why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch or any other Posek mention this Shita, that a person is oivir bebalte acher after Shalosh Regolim, even if there are no anim around? And says the Pnei Yeshua that this Shita of Tosfos is not only Tosfos' Shita, it is also the Shita of the Rif, because we find that the Rif mentions that Aleph ben Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'Regolim, and we know that the Rif does not mention things that are not Nagiya l'Halacha b'zman hazeh, and it must be that the Rif holds that this Rosh Hashanah l'Regolim is Nafkemini le'inyan balte acher of Shloisha Regolim, and that is a Raya that the Rif holds like Tosfos, that even regarding the mitzvah of tzedakah, regarding the balte acher of tzedakah, we say that there is a time period of Shalosh Regolim in a case of Loi Kai Me'anim. Therefore, the Pnei Yeshua asks, why don't the Poskim mention this Shita, at least as an opinion? The Agos Cheshek Shloimoi also says that the Rosh agrees to Tosfos, that after Shalosh Regolim, a person is Oivir Bebalte Acher, even in a case where there were no Anim around, he has to find the Anim, or at least give the money to a Gizbar. Maybe we could answer the Shaila of the Pnei Yeshua based on the Rashash in Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Rashash explains over there that could be, he's Mesupuk, but he says that could be that even according to the Shitos, Tosis' Shita and other Rishonim, that a person is Oivir Bebalte Acher after Shalosh Regolim Bedeloi Kayim Anim, that is only in the times that the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim. Since in the times that Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, a person was Oile LaRegel, and like the Ritva explained, he could find the Anim in Yerushalayim, or even without that, since the mitzvah of tzedakah is mentioned in the Pasuk together with the other mitzvahs, which are related to Aliyah LaRegel, therefore in the times of the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, a person was Oiver after Shlosh HaRegolim on the mitzvah of tzedakah, on the Isra of Balte Acher regarding tzedakah. But in the case nowadays that unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim, says the Rashash, maybe nowadays everybody will agree that a person is not oiver on balte acher b'tzedakah after Shloisha Regolim, because the Shloisha Regolim have nothing to do with the tzedakah anymore. Based on this Rashash, we can understand maybe the Poskim also agreed to this Yisoid, that even according to the Shita of the Rishonim, that balte acher b'tzedakah is after Shloisha Regolim, that is only when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, but when the Beis HaMikdash is not Kayim anymore, everybody agrees that a person is not Oiver after Shalosh Regolim, and if the Anim are in front of him, he's Oiver right away, and if there are no Anim around, he won't be Oiver on Balte Acher at all, even after Shalosh Regolim. L'maise, it comes out from what we mentioned, that a person is Oiver on the Isra of Balte Acher when he has Tzedakah in his house, and he does not give it to Anim, provided the Kaime Anim, that he's aware that Anim are around, and he holds back the money and he does not pay to the Anim. The Maaseh, the Poskim write that this is not always so. There are ways for a person to prevent himself from being Oiver on Balte Acher. The first way is simply to give the money to a Gizbor. And if he gives the money to the Gizbor, to a Gabbai Tzedakah, even though he did not give the money directly to the Ani himself, He's not over anymore in Balte Acher. Toisus Bayo says, Rabbeinu Tam posak ditzdoko shepoiskim liten biyad agabai, yeshno bebalte acher milemoisro lagabai, ve'en hagabai bebalte acher milechalko. If a person does not give it to the gabai, to the gizbor, if he was neither to give money to the gizbor and he does not give it to the gizbor, he will be over on balte acher. But once he gives it to the gizbor, there is no balte acher on the person himself, and even the gizbor himself is not over on balte acher if he waits, because the gizbor could decide when and to whom to give the money. The gizbor has a lot of money of tzedakah, and therefore he could decide that sometimes it is better to keep some money for later on in the year, and therefore he is not oyver and balte acher. The Ramon Yerudei Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel paskins that way, that when a person was noider tzedakah to a gabai tzedakah, if he does not give the money to the gabai right away, he is oyver and balte acher. And if the gabai, did not ask for the money, he is not oyver on balte acher, because the fact that the gabai is not asking for it, that means that the gabai does not need the money right now. But if the gabai is not aware that he was noider money to tzedakah, he has to inform the gabai tzedakah that he owes money to this charity fund, and the gabai will tell him when this money is needed, and when the money will be needed, he will be oyver right away. And as we mentioned, once the money is in the hands of the gabai himself doesn't have to give it right away to the anim. He could decide when and where to give the money to the anim. So the first way of not being oyver and balte acher by a case of a tzedakah is to give the money to the gabai right away. Another way of getting around the issur of balte acher regarding tzedakah is discussed also in the same Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, if a person is noider that he will give the money to tzedakah only lichsheirtze, when he will decide, he is not oiver on balte acher. There is two ways of understanding this halacha of Rabbeinu Tam. The Chasam Sofer explains that Rabbeinu Tam is referring to a person who said a tnai mefurosh. She said, I'm only noider tzedakah that the neder will be chal when I will decide to give the money to anim. In that case, says the Chasam Sofer, the neder is not chal only until he wants to give the money. And it is similar to a person who says, Hareini nazir lichsheerze. The halacha is that he does not become a nazir until he decides that he wants to become a nazir. Based on that, says the Chasam Sofer, that this is only if he said so beferush bishasa neder. He said, and when he said the neder to tzedakah, he said, I am noider to give this and this amount to tzedakah when I will decide. This way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam is also mashma in the Rosh. The Rosh in Simen Aleph also says that a person could be mafrish mois letzdokah, and doing that afresh in a way that he will say sheyihyu munochim etzloi litnom laani me'at al yedei mokoim sheyireloi. He says that he will keep the tzedakah in his hands and he will give it slowly in small portions based on his own decisions, and in that case he is not oiver on balte acher. This is one way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam. There's another way of understanding Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the pshat of the Ran. The Ran says that when Rabbeinu Tam says that a person is not oiver on balte acher when he's noider lichsheirtze, the Rabbeinu Tam is referring on any neder of tzedakah. When a person says hareini noider mois litzedakah, what that person means is I will give it whenever I will decide. And says the Ran that the same way we say that a gabai tzedakah, a gizbor, is not oiver al balte acher, even if he has a lot of money under his hands because he could decide to give it later on, so too, says the Ran, any person that is noider tzedakah stam, he is like a gizbor on his own money. Mipnei she'anu noidrim ledas sheyihye anoider atzmoi kegizbor lechalko kefi re'us einov. And therefore, says the Ran, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, any person who says a neder to tzedakah, he's not oiver on balte acher. If that is so, how could our braisa say that tzedakah is one of the things that a person is oiver on balte acher? Says the Ran, a person will be oiver only if he decides never to give the money to tzedakah. When a person decides not to give the money at all, then he will be oiver on balte acher. But other than that, a person is always entitled to keep the money under his hands and not to give it away, and to give it slowly in small portions to whenever he decides. We find the same halacha in the Smag also, in Smag Esin Kuf Samech Beis, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam. V'oimer Rabbeinu Yaakov, shenidre tzedakah shanu noidrim achshav, anu noidrim da'as atzmeinu, Ve'onu kegizborin holeho. We are like the Gabbai Tzedakah of our own money. If a person waits until anim hagunim will come, he's not over an balte acher. The third shita is the shita of the Mordechai. The Mordechai Baba Basel Simon Tzav Tzadik Aleph is choilek on this Rabbi Nutam, and he says that when a person was noided to give money to anim, even if he says clearly, I will give it to whoever I want, he says at night that he will give it out only based on his will, he is oiver right away. And says the Mordechai, ve'ein loimar she'einoi oiver mishum she'yochol loimar eini roitze la'elu elo la'acherim. You cannot say that this person is not oiver because he could say, I don't want to give to these anim, maybe I want to give to other anim. Says the Mordechai, if that is so, im kein yiftar atzmoi le'oilom. The person could always decide, this is not the right oni, I want to wait for a better oni, I want to wait for someone who looks to me more honest. Therefore, says the Mordechai, is mashma from his words, that even if a person said a tnai, that he will give it, l'chsheyirtze, l'misheyirtze, to whom I would want to give it to, he is oiver and balte acher, and as long as anim are kaimed, he has anim around him, he has to give the tzedakah right away. So these are the three shittas that we find according to the Chasam Sofer and the Rosh b'shittas Rabbeinu Tam. If a person did a tnai mefurosh that he will give it lemi sheyirtze v'mosai sheyirtze, he could do a tnai. According to the Ran and the Smag, even without any tnai, when a person is noider tzedaka, he wants to be a gabai tzedaka on his own money. Therefore, he is entitled to decide when and to whom to give the tzedaka. And according to the Mordechai, even if he does a tnai mefurosh, the tnai does not help. The Maisa, this sheet of the Mordechai is a little bit of a pele, and the Shalas Uchuvis Radvaz, Chelek Beis Tofresh Tzadik Ches asks, how could we say that a Tnai Mefurish doesn't help in a nether of a Tzedakah? A Tnai always helped, Bekol HaTorah Kula, only when a person is Matna El Masha Kosov Batorah, a Tnai doesn't help. But over here, he's doing a proper Tnai, why shouldn't the Tnai work? The Stipler in Kedos Yaakov in Simin Dalet explains that according to the Mordechai, we have to say that the Mordechai understood that since the Torah mentions the mitzvah of tzedakah together with korbanos regarding the isra of balte acher, that is to teach us that tzedakah is like a korban. And the same way when a person is mafrish a korban, he cannot say, I mafrish this korban at night that I will give it to the Beis HaMikdash in 2 years from now. A person has to bring the korban right away or at least within Shalosh Regalim, because this is the halacha that a person is not allowed to be me'acher even if he does a tnai. He is not allowed to do such a tnai. Therefore, says the Stipler, the Mordechai holds that tzedakah is the same thing. When a person designates money to tzedakah, now this tzedakah has like a din of a korban, and therefore he is not entitled to make tnoim in this tzedakah, and he has to give it right away whenever kaimei ani. Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideh Oreish and Zayin Sif Gimel paskins like the, so to speak, the middle shita, which is the shita of the Rosh. And that is that if a person gives tzedakah stam without any tnai, he is oiver and balte acher right away, as we mentioned before, provided the kaimei anim in front of him, he is oiver right away. But he is entitled to make a tnai in the neder, and says the Shulchan Aruch, v'davka b'mafrish tzedakah stam, aval kol odom yochel lehafrish mo'ois l'tzedakah, sheyihiyu munochim etzloi litne me'at al yad, k'moy sheyir lo, a person could be noider and say beferush that he's neither this amount of money to tzedakah, but he's not planning on giving it right away. He will keep it, and he will give it only in his own terms. So this is the second way of not being oiver bebal te'acher in the case of tzedakah. The first way was giving it to the gabbai tzedakah right away. The second way is that bish'as haneder, the person says a tnai mefurosh that he will give it whenever he feels like it, and he's not chayv to give it right away. It's worthwhile mentioning that the Shach over there in Sif Katan Ches does bring the shita of the Mordechai that tnai does not help in tzedakah, and even if the person says a tnai, it does not work. It is mashma that he is choishish a little bit to this shita of the Mordechai. There are two other ways of not being oiver on bal te'acher in the case of tzedakah. One is mentioned in the Mordechai himself, even though the Mordechai is machmir, and he says that a person cannot say at night that I will give the tzedakah whenever I want or to any ani that I want, says the Mordechai, but if a person was matne, he said at night that he will give it the ani to a specific, he will give the money to a specific ani, then of course he is not oiver until that ani shows up and collects the money. So if a person wants to give him a money to a specific ani, he is entitled to do so. He could be noider this money to that specific ani, and therefore he is not oiver on Balte Acher, even if other anim come and ask for the money. This money was designated and was mufrash for that money. The Rama paskins that halacha. Veim omar etein sela letzdoko leploini einoi oiver ad sheyovoi oisoi oni. Afal gav dishar ani mitzuyim. And the last way of not being oiver bebalte acher is found in the Ritva in Daf Vav Amud Beis, and the Poiski mentioned this, the halacha. If a person in his neder specifically says and gives a time period or a deadline to his neder, says the Ritva, mihu keshekova zman lifroya oloseis ad yoim ployni, mistabre de afagav de koomar ad yoim ployni de lehochi kova uzimne kede sheyihei potur legamre ad oisoy azman. Therefore, if he specifies a deadline for his neder, he is not oiver until this time comes. So based on what we saw, we have four ways of not being oiver bebal te'achir. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, generally like the Shita of the Rambam and the Ran, that a person is oiver bebal te'achir whenever kaimei anim, if he has tzedakah, he has to give it to anim if the anim are around. But there are four ways of not being oiver bebal te'achir. One way was giving it to the gizbar. The second way was that Bish'as HaNeda, the person says clearly that he does not want to give the tzedakah right away. He will give it whenever he feels like it, whenever he finds the proper time or the proper anim. The third way, when he's noider for a specific ani, he's not oiver and bal te'acher. And the fourth way was when a person is noider tzedakah until a specific time, until that time comes, he is not oiver the bal te'acher. One last error regarding the bal te'acher and tzedakah. There's a big machlekes apoyskim whether a person who has a machshava to give tzedakah, is he mechuyav in that tzedakah? Do we say that his machshava itself is mechayavim to bring the tzedakah? And the Ramah in Simin Reish Nun Ches, if Yud Gimel is machmir, and he says that whenever a person has a machshava to give tzedakah, he should be mechayim his machshava. But says Reb Tzvi, Reb Hirsch Pesach Frank in Har Tzvi Yerideh Simin Reish, that even according to the shittos which are machmir, that a person has to be mekayim, even a neder b'machshava, but they all agree that a person is not oiver and bal te'acher in such a case, because the pasuk clearly says, moitzos fosecha tishmoy ve'osiso. Only things which you mentioned and you articulated with your lips, these are the things that which you are oiver and bal te'acher, but anything that was not mentioned with your words explicitly, even though you are chayv to be mekayim this neder, you are not oiver and bal te'acher. And he brings a ritva in Shavuos Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis that says the same halacha, that since it says moitzos v'secho tishmer v'osiso, kol ma shegoimer beliboy, he is not oiver on this lav of bal te'acher and the mitzvah say of moitzos v'secho tishmer. Regarding the general isur, the general lav of bal te'acher, that teaches us that a person cannot be late with his korbanos. If a person was late and three regalim have passed, he's oiver and bal te'acher. There's a famous chakir in the achroinim. The chakir is brought down in the stipler in Kilos Yankiv, Simon Gimel, and other achroinim. What does that mean that the Torah teaches us that one cannot be late? Do we say that really when a person is noider a korban and he does not bring the korban, he's already late right away? Just the Torah teaches us that even though he's already late, he won't be oiver on the lav unless he was late a shear of three regalim. But really, from the beginning, from the time of the korban, of the nether of the korban, really the countdown begins, and the person is already, if he delays it even a few days, he's already late, but he's not going to be oiver on the lav unless he is late a certain amount of shloshar golim. This is one way of understanding the lav of bal te'acher. Or the other way is to understand that the Torah is really saying that if a person is late, even one moment, if he will be late in bringing the korban, he's oiver in bal te'acher. The reason why he is not oiver within the Shalosh Regalim is because he wasn't late yet. The Torah teaches us that within Shalosh Regalim, this is the time that you could bring the korbanos, and you're not late yet. Once the Shalosh Regalim have passed, that is when you are late, and that is when you're oiver in bal te'acher right away. So the first tzad is that really you're late right away, even within the Shalosh Regalim, just the sheer of lateness, so to speak, is sheer of Shalosh Regalim. And the second opinion is, no, you're oiver and bal te'acher even if you're late 1 hour or 1 day. The reason why you're not over within Shlosh HaRegalim, because you're not late. This is the shear that the Torah gives you, that you could bring the korbonos. And the Pesnaigah says that this could be similar to halva. If a person was live in moment for a mamal, then he tells them, I will pay you back within a month. And so as long as he pays within that month, he's not late at all. Only when the month passes by, that is when he starts to be late. The Stipler proves and brings a riot that most of the Rishonim hold that really, within the Shalosh Regalim, there's no chiyuv. A person is not considered late in the Havasa Korbonos within the Shalosh Regalim. He only starts to be late after the Shalosh Regalim, and that is when he's over immediately. Because when a person was late in bringing the Korbonos, he is over right away. And we do not consider him late within the Shalosh Regalim. We say that within the Shalosh Regalim, he's still within the time that he could bring the Korban whenever he wishes to. The Stipler asks on that, how could we say that? The Gemara in Daf Vav Amud Aleph says that even though the lav of Balte Acher, a person is over on that lav only after Shalosh Regalim, but there's another essay that says, V'haveis uvaso shama v'haveisim shama, and on that essay, a person is over right away in the first regal that passed by and he did not bring his korban, he's over on this mitzvah saseh. Says the Stipler, it sounds from that Gemara that really a person is already late to bring the korbanos after the first regal that passed. And if that is so, how can we say that really within the Shalosh Regalim a person is not late at all, and the lateness, the ichur of the korban only begins after Shalosh Regalim? Is it not mashma that way? The Gemara, it's mashma that a person is oiver, that a person is considered me'acher right after the first regal, because he's already oiver on that saying of uvaso shama v'aveisim shama. Says the Stipler, a big yisoid. He says that this mitzvah saseyu v'voso shoma v'aveisim shoma really is not related to his neder. The mitzvah saseyu doesn't teach me that because the person was noider to bring a korban, he has to make sure to be mekayim the neder within the first regal. That is not what the mitzvah saseyu is teaching me. The mitzvah saseyu only tells us that when a person has korbonos in his house, For whatever reason, he has korbonos in his house because he was noider and he was mafresh the korbonos. The mitzvah saseh tells us that a person is chayev to bring those korbonos when he is oile laregel, not because he was noider to bring the korbon, just because he has those korbonos in his reshus. He has a special mitzvah saseh. But regarding the neder, says the Stipler, we could still say that really within the Shalosh Regalim, it is still considered that the person is not me'acher at all his neder. And he says by that we can understand the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that even though the Gemara says that a person is over on mitzvahs asay in the first regal where he did not bring his korban, that is only in the case of afrish v'loy akriv. He already designated the korban, and he's not bringing the korban with him to the Beis HaMikdash. But in the case of Omar Veloy Afrish, in the case where a person promised he was noider to bring a korban and he didn't yet designate the korban, even though such a person could be over on a lav after Shalosh Regalim, but he will not be over on the mitzvahs asay of the regal Rishon. And it says the Stipler, that is because, as we explained, the definition of the mitzvah saseh is not regarding the neder of the person. It's a special mitzvah saseh that teaches us that once you have a korban in your house, you have to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and it has nothing to do with the neder that the person was noider. Finally, says the Stipler, that by this yisoid we could understand what Tosfos said, that when a person is noider tzedoko, he is oiver and bal te'ach le'alter right away when kaimei anim. How could that be that a person will be over right away? If the pasuk clearly teaches us that the lav of Balte Acher is only after Shalosh Regalim, says the Stipler, no. When the Torah teaches us that the lav is after Shalosh Regalim, the Torah simply teaches us that regarding korbanos within Shalosh Regalim, the person is not considered late. Since the person is not considered late, he's not over in Balte Acher. But once Shalosh Regalim pass, he's already considered that he's me'acher his neder, he's late. And in that time, he's over right away, immediately after the Shalosh Regalim. Regarding tzedakah, whenever a person has a neim in front of him, he's considered late, he's considered me'acher the neder right away. And therefore, he is over in Balte Acher right away, even before Shalosh Regalim, because he's already late, and even by a korban, he will be over right away when he's me'acher. He's not considered me'acher until the time of Shalosh Regalim. By Yitzdako, he's considered me'acher right away when kaimei anim.
The Gemara in Amud Beis
says, Omar Ablozor Omar Abiyushayo Minayin La'atzeres Sheyesh Lo Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Where do we know, how do we know that Atzeres, which is the Yom Tov of Shavuos, has Tashlumim Kol Shiva, which means that a person that did not bring the Korban Chagiga on Shavuos could still bring it 7 days, up until 7 days after Yom Tov. Talmud Loimar, Bechag HaMatzos uVechag HaShavuos uVechag HaSukkos, Makish Chag HaShavuos leChag HaMatzos. There's an Hekesh that teaches us, Ma Chag HaMatzos yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva. The same way a person could bring the Korban Chagiga of Pesach all the 7 days of Pesach, Af Chag HaShavuos yesh lo tashlumim kol shiva, so too the 7 days that come after the Yom Tov of Shavuos, the person could bring the Korban of Chagiga as a Tashlumim if he did not bring the Korban on Shavuos itself. This halacha in the Gemara that the Korban Chagiga of Shavuos had Tashlumim even after Shavuos is also Noigea regarding Tachnun Bazman Hazeh. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Lamed Aleph Seif Zayin says, "Uminog poshut shelo lipol al pneim bekol chodesh Nisan," and the Rama adds, "Veloy mitchilas rosh chodesh Sivan ad achar Shavuos." One is not supposed to say tachnun from rosh chodesh Sivan until after Shavuos. The Mogen Avraham over there, Seif Kotin Yudches, says, "V'yesh mekoymois noyhagim shelo lipol shiv oyomim achar Shavuos." There are mekoymos where the minhag is not to say tachnun, not to do nefilas apayim 7 days after Shavuos, and says the Magen Avraham, mipnei shehakorbanos hoyo lohem tashlumim kol shiva. So even though nowadays we do not have korbanos, but since those days were designated for days that are tashlumim for the korban chagiga, therefore even nowadays there is a minhag not to say tachnun shiva yomim achar Shavuos. The Machzis HaShekel already says that really the Lashon of the Magen Avraham is not Medukdik. The Magen Avraham uses the words Shiva Yomim, but really it is only Shisha Yomim Achar Shavuos, because the Tashlumim of the Korbanos was 7 days, including the Yom Tov of Shavuos itself, which means that there were only 6 days after Shavuos for Tashlumim for the Korban Chagiga. And he says, L'didan de'bkim b'kvi de'yache, us nowadays that we know really that the first day of Yom Tov is the real day of Shavuos. So even though in Chutz La'aretz we keep 2 days, after Shavuos we have only 5 days of not saying Tachnun according to that minhag. The Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Lamed Vav brings this halacha lemaise, and he says, "V'yesh mekoymos shenoyagim shelo lipoil kol hashisha yomim she'achar Shavuos," and he mentions the reason, because those days were the days where a person was able to do tashlumim for the Korban Chagiga. Another one of Kemina regarding those days of tashlumim, the 6 days after the Yom Tov of Shavuos, is a very big chiddush which is brought down in the Chok Yankiv. The Chok Yankiv in Simin Tov Ayin Gimel Sifkotan Aleph says that since those days, the 5 or the 6 days after Shavuos, are days of tashlumin for the chagiga, for the korban chagiga of the Yom Tov of Shavuos, therefore if a person forgot or for whatever reason did not say shechiyonu on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, he could still say shechiyonu throughout the whole 6 days following Shavuos, and that is because those days are tashlumin for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. This is the shita of the Chok Yankiv. The Shaar HaTzion in Tof Ein Gimel Sifkotan Hei brings the Chok Yaakov, and he says that it doesn't make any sense. V'laniyus daiti loy nehiro klal. De bevada im yase hazman leregel yavor al bal toisif. Ve'ech yivorech shechiyonu al ze hazman. The Mishneh Berurah means to ask that it is true that if a person did not bring a korban, he had the opportunity to bring the korbanos all the 6 days that follow the Yom Tov of Shavuos, but that is only regarding the Korbanos. But regarding the Yom Tov itself, after the Yom Tov already passed, one cannot do another Yom Tov. And if a person will do another Yom Tov in those days, a Yom Tov of Shavuos, after the real days of Shavuos, he will be over on Bal Toisif. Therefore, since the bracha of Shechionu, the bracha of Zman, is a bracha directly on the Yomtiv, one cannot say the bracha after the Yomtiv was already passed. Therefore, the maskana of the Sharatiyun, he says, V'gam b'elio rabbe makshol of kain, v'gam b'primigodim kosav, de lemaise ein linhoi kain, and he paskins against the Chok Yankiv, and he says that if a person did not say Shechionu on Yom Tiv, he cannot say Shechionu on the days following the Yom Tiv of Shavuos.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.